This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 15th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Proposed budget reconciliation legislation moved through the House Ways and Means and Agriculture Committees. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski says the reconciliation process threatens bipartisan support for farm and food policy, especially with such drastic cuts to the SNAP program.
We're talking about a $6 a day for folks that are working, that can't put food on their table. And, you know, we can always look at ways, again, to make the program more efficient, but they don't even have us at the table to have these discussions. These are discussions within the reconciliation process that are happening behind closed doors and completely on a partisan basis. And that's why it's really hard to have any transparency or, you know, view into what is really happening.
House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig was upset that members of the majority were not in the room when markup began.
Look, I was frustrated that my colleagues weren't even present during most of the opening remarks and debate. You know, I'm glad to see when I called the motion to adjourn that they were all forced to come back and actually participate in this markup. This is the biggest cut to an anti-hunger program in American history. And they're attempting to do a farm bill as part of this process. And so they can at least show up.
Budzinski favors program efficiency, but says $290 billion in cuts without debate isn't in the spirit of debate when developing farm and nutrition programs.
The farm bill has always been bipartisan. And so I'd hate to see through this reconciliation process the breakdown of the farm bill coalition, which is really what I think we could see happen.
In other news, with sponsorship from Bayer, AgriPulse presented an invitation-only event at the National Press Club today, looking at the roadmap for ag innovation under the Trump administration. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson highlighted success Zambian farmers have seen with hybrid seed. Corn yields for some have increased from 1,000 to 7,000 kilos per hectare. Anderson says yield is boosting quality of life.
This is a whole nation where 95% of the people, up until a few years ago, had no cash. They only could grow enough to feed inadequately their own family and barter. They're basically eating corn, squash, and tomatoes as their diet. So now she has cash, and she's buying farm equipment, and she's buying better seeds. She said the first thing she bought with her extra cash is more seeds. And that's touching from a human level. But what it means for a whole continent is that they have the prospect of, you know, being able to grow their own food, which means they're not starving.
Anderson says lost resources mean U.S. farmers need technology to maintain productivity.
We're losing 200 acres of farmland in America per hour. So we've got to grow and we've got to feed an increasing population with less land, less water, and we've got to do it in a way that preserves the land.
Anderson also told the audience that litigation may limit U.S. farmers' access to the latest in ag innovation.
So imagine we spend $300, $400 million to develop this new herbicide. We've been working on it for 12 years. We bring it out. In America, we're immediately subject to attacks from the trial industry. And so it's shocking to me that we have to think like this now. But we're in a place where America could become, rather than a technology leader, like a technology desert if we're not careful.
Finally, soybean oil futures were limit down, soybean prices lower, partly due to a cautious tone EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin used discussing the upcoming guidance on renewable volume obligations with senators. Also, Ag Resource Company today said soy exports would likely fall 20%, adding more pressure to prices if the U.S. and China fail to find agreement in their tariff trade dispute. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Trade, taxes, labor, and farm bill. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these priorities and more. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.